Hi, I'm Colton Lawrence, President and CEO of Equinox Owner Operator Solutions. I want to thank you for choosing to learn more about what we do for owner operators and independent contractors here at Equinox. We are grateful for the relationship we have built with Expeditor Services and are proud to be members of the ES community. Equinox is here to help you with your trucking business. Today, we're going to talk about what we do and how we do it. We've found that podcasts are a great platform for sharing information, and I've asked our podcast series producer, Greg Thompson, to join me as we give you a look at Equinox and what we can offer.
Colton, it's great to be here with you, particularly as we talk with professional drivers about their business needs. And as you mentioned, we've got people who are starting their trucking businesses, starting a new chapter in their trucking careers by becoming owner-operators or independent contractors, and you've got folks that have been doing this for a while. It's great that Equinox can offer programs and help for folks that are in various stages of their careers.
It sure is, Greg, and we have a lot to cover today. Where do you want to start?
Let's start with the first key question, and that is, why would I, as an owner-operator or independent contractor, need an accounting, tax, and business advisory resource, and why should that resource be Equinox?
Well, Greg, as an owner-operator or independent contractor, there are many decisions that can be made and will be made as these individuals start their business operations, and these decisions can have long-lasting implications to their overall profitability. And choosing a business advisory and tax resource that understands trucking, understands the transportation industry, can be the difference between making money and losing money. And at Equinox, we're here to make sure every client keeps as much of their money in their pocket as possible.
Let's talk a little bit about how Equinox is different from the others in the field.
Well, Greg, when we talk to prospective clients about the differences between Equinox and the other choices and options that are available to them out there in the industry, first and foremost, I like to point out that we know trucking. We understand their business. We provide these services to truck drivers. And as a result, we know the ins and outs and the decisions that can be made for right or wrong that will impact their businesses. And we can consult them in a way that will help them achieve their goals with their small business operation.
Well, Colton, as I hear what you're saying, and I know you and your team very well, but folks who are running a business may be listening to this right at the top and thinking, what is really the value of having somebody who specializes in trucking? Because can't I just go to the strip mall or get online and handle it myself?
Greg, one of the most important things for owner-operators and independent contractors to understand, it's a change in their mindset, it's a change in the way that they are thinking, is that they need to think of themselves as a small business. And as a small business, the days of taking a box of receipts or going to a tax preparer in March or April, dropping that box off on the desk of a tax preparer, and asking them to prepare your taxes without any understanding of what your business operation is, those days should be gone. And at Equinox, we work with our clients in a very proactive way. We're helping them make decisions upfront that will have a positive impact on their business, rather than sitting down at the end of the year and looking back 12, 13, sometimes 15 months at decisions that could have been made but are now too late to be made that can have a negative impact on their business. As folks listen to the other podcasts that we have recorded, they will see a theme that has emerged, and that theme is to have a plan. And owner operators need to have that plan so that they can best plan for their success. And that's why it is important to choose Equinox and to have somebody who understands their business.
Well, Colton, before we dive into the particulars about Equinox's services and how Equinox does what you do, I've got a very important question to ask you up front, and that is this. As an owner-operator or independent contractor, how do I know that I can trust Equinox to work with my taxes, my accounting, and my business advisory services?
Well, Greg, at Equinox, we understand that trucking is the backbone of the American economy. We work with truckers each and every single day, and we are working each and every single day to earn their trust and to gain their respect. And speaking of respect, we have the utmost respect for what they are doing out there on the roads, the highways and the byways of America, transporting the goods that are necessary to keep this economy moving. And as such, we want to help them be successful in running their businesses. And we have put a program in place at Equinox that will help them accomplish those goals. We will get to know and understand their business. We will get to know and understand their goals, and we will help them run their business in a way that accomplishes and meets those goals and expectations that they have.
One of the things that we're trying to do with this is really give folks an introduction to Equinox and walk through some of the things that you guys do in helping owner-operators. Some of the folks who are listening to this may be making that transition from a company driver to an owner-operator or independent contractor. So what's the difference?
Well, Greg, you bring up a great point, and that is that some of our listeners, this may be the first time that they are getting into an owner-operator or independent contractor role, and other listeners, they may be experienced at this, they've done it for a long time. For others, it may not be the first time that they have come into a motor carrier as an owner-operator. Regardless, I have found that it is often beneficial to talk about some of the key differences between being a small business owner, which is what they are as an owner-operator or independent contractor, and comparing that to being a company driver or, frankly, an employee of any other business. And so as an owner-operator, they need to change their mindset from one of being an employee or thinking of this position as a job, and instead think of this as, in fact, a small business. And as a small business, there are many responsibilities that come with that and items that they need to be thinking about and decisions that need to be made and impact how much money they are able to keep in their pocket. For our owner-operator and independent contractor clients, their pay is going to come to them via settlements or factoring report. Sometimes it might be revenue reports or deposits coming from a load board based off of the loads that they've hauled. And that is very different from the way you are paid as an employee. As an employee, you are generally paid based on miles driven, and that pay is pretty standard. There's not much you can do to impact that. But as an owner operator, they have much more flexibility in determining how much money they make. That is the freedom that comes with being a small business owner. And at Equinox, we're going to work with them to understand what their goals are on how much money they need to be making in order to bring home as net pay an amount that is going to help them live the lifestyle that they want.
Talk to us a little bit about how taxes are taken out for company drivers and the responsibility now that owner-operators and independent contractors have with taxes, and how Equinox works with your clients on taxes on a weekly, monthly, quarterly, and yearly basis.
Well, as an employee, most people are familiar with the process that takes place, and that is that you receive that paycheck on a weekly, biweekly, or sometimes a monthly basis, and that paycheck is going to have deductions that come out of it for federal income tax, state income tax, depending on where you're from, and it'll also have deductions that come out of it for what's called FICA. FICA is the way that individuals pay into Social Security and Medicare when they are an employee. Well, as an owner operator or independent contractor, that process looks much different. When you receive a settlement from your motor carrier, or you have a factoring report, or you are hauling loads for that load board, when you get your net pay, you will never ever see deductions that come out of it related to taxes. There is nothing that will be deducted for federal tax or state tax. There is nothing that is deducted for Social Security or Medicare. And so, as an owner operator, we are going to work with our clients to help them understand what that process looks like, when they need to be paying their taxes, and how much they should be paying.
And that brings us to points like quarterly taxes, IRS deadlines, and knowing the percentage of what you're receiving in revenue and what needs to be held back for those tax responsibilities. Can you talk about that for a moment and how you guys work with people on an individual basis to set up those payments, to determine what those payments are going to be, and to handle that into the business?
I would definitely like to take the time right now to talk to our listeners about how quarterly taxes work and how much they should be paying and how Equinox can help them with that process. As our clients receive their net pay, again, whether that be settlement or some other method, Equinox is going to help our clients with the bookkeeping, and we're going to have a profit loss statement that is generated from the bookkeeping that we do for them. We are also going to build a tax profile on our clients. That profile is going to include information such as, Are they married? Are they single? Do they have children as dependents? And we're going to put all of that information into a calculation that is going to tell us how much money we estimate they should pay for that particular quarterly estimate. But when it comes to quarterly taxes, most people are able to figure out that a quarter would normally be 3 months. So in a 12-month time frame, every 3 months, people think is when their quarterly taxes are due. And in fact, that's not the way the IRS works. So owner-operators and independent contractors need to know that the first quarter estimated tax payment is due on or around April 15th. That date will shift based on weekends and other things that may come about. But generally speaking, it's going to be right around that time frame. From there, you can't count 3 months forward. You actually are going to go forward 2 months before you get to the second quarter estimated taxes. So second quarter is due in June, on or around June 15th. Third quarter is going to be due 3 months later, on or around September 15th. And the fourth quarter is going to be due 4 months later, on or around January 15th. So the quarterly estimated taxes are going to be due in April, June, September, and January. And that can be confusing for some people and difficult for some people to remember. But as our clients work with us, we are going to remind them and tell them how much we think they should pay based on their actual tax situation.
Let's dive a little bit deeper into quarterly taxes for a moment. And there's a reason why I'm doing this. There are tax services out there that typically will take your revenue from the previous year and say, okay, this is what you're going to be paying quarter one, quarter two, quarter three, quarter four. That's not how you guys do it. I wanted you to talk about that a little bit and the value of how you do it. And I know that you guys can actually work with folks, not only on the creating the voucher, but setting up the payment and assisting your clients on making that payment with the IRS. Can you talk about that for a moment? I know that's a lot to unpack, but I think it's a key point here as we talk about quarterly taxes.
It's definitely a key point and one that folks need to understand. And it's also something that differentiates Equinox from many of the other options that are out there. As you mentioned, many individuals, when they go to their tax preparer, that tax preparer will prepare their taxes in March or April, and that tax preparer will provide them with vouchers for their first, second, third, and fourth quarter estimated payments for the upcoming year. And those estimated payments are going to be determined by taking their prior year tax liability and dividing it by four. And Greg, while that may be an okay solution, it's not the best solution, and it is not the practice that we use at Equinox. At Equinox, we are going to look at their actual profitability in the current year for the current quarter, and we are going to apply our calculation to their results, and that is going to result in a much more accurate estimate. For example, if in the prior year your tax liability was, say, $4,000, and you take the estimated voucher from that prior year tax return and pay $1,000 per quarter, you will have paid that same $4,000 in estimated taxes for the year. But if you do much, much better the next year and you pay that $1,000, you're going to be underestimated. And that can result in underpayment penalties and interest associated with not properly paying your estimated tax. And Greg, if there's one thing we have learned over the years, it's that our clients do not like surprises when it comes to taxes. And in us working with our clients to build a tax profile and in looking at their profitability, and in accurately estimating what their tax liability is, we are able to minimize the surprises that may come at the end of the year when we do their tax return.
Minimizing tax liability and working with clients to increase their profitability is something that you call the secret sauce of Equinox. Talk to us about that for a moment.
At Equinox, our goal is to help our clients keep as much of their money, their hard-earned money, in their pockets, and not pay a dime more to the IRS or to their state than what they are legally required to do. And in order to accomplish that, we work with our clients to put strategies in place that will minimize their tax liability while also helping them to accomplish the goals that they have set forth for their small business.
Let's talk a little bit more about strategy. and what owner-operators and independent contractors can expect from Equinox when it comes to strategy.
Well, first and foremost, Greg, our number one strategy is to make sure that our clients are taking advantage of every single deduction that is available to them. And that starts with understanding their settlements and their pay sheets and knowing how and where certain expenses should be coded. And in working with Equinox, we're able to take that, build it into their profit loss statements, and consult our clients on what additional information needs to be sent to Equinox so that we can minimize that tax liability for them. In addition to that, there are other strategies such as putting a business entity in place and making certain tax elections with the IRS related to that business entity. We can also work with and talk to our clients about the different aspects of purchasing that truck or leasing that truck and how that situation may impact their taxes. It might include taking accelerated depreciation. It might also include, for those that are looking to build a small fleet, putting a strategy in place surrounding a purchase cycle for their trucks. And all of those things come into play and result in us helping them to minimize their tax liability. And that's a very high level description of some of the things that we are able to do. And for our listeners out there, they should know that we will work individually with them on their situation and get to know their goals and put these strategies in place that will best fit their goals and ultimately lead them to success.
Colton, you just mentioned something that's very important to every independent business person out there, and that's deductions. So let's talk about the top five expenses that can be deducted for owner-operators and independent contractors. And how do you guys at Equinox work with people on getting the most out of those deductions?
Well, Greg, the top five expenses for owner-operators and independent contractors are going to be those things that they're pretty well familiar with. It's going to center around the truck first and foremost. It'll be the purchase or the lease of that truck. It'll also include the fuel to run that truck down the road, insurance related to that truck. And all of these expenses are going to be reported to the owner operator through a variety of methods. Usually it comes in the form of a settlement deduction or perhaps a deduction out of their factoring report. In the case of fuel, it may be that they are using a specific fuel card and might have a specific fuel portal that they need to log into to get those expenses. But they absolutely need to make sure that they have good reporting in place because of the large dollar value of these top five expenses. If they are missing information and it's not being reported to Equinox, it can have a significant impact on their overall tax liability. But Greg, let's not also forget a discussion on some of those other ancillary expenses that are deductible and can also have a big impact on their tax liability.
And when you talk about trucking, there are a lot of things that, as folks can hear in our Most Common Mistakes podcast, can happen if you're not with the right tax preparer.
Greg, one of the very first things that we are going to provide to our clients when they sign up for our services is an extensive list of common deductions that they can take as owner-operators and independent contractors that can help in minimizing their tax liability. And they can use that list and they can rely on it, but if ever they have questions about a certain type of expense and they're just not sure if it's something that would be deductible or not, they can contact their dedicated account representative. They can send that receipt in, and we will make that determination for them and also educate them on why that expense is or is not deductible for their purposes. Also, I want to mention that we regularly see tax returns that are prepared by individuals who do not know trucking, who don't know the specifics of what truckers can take for expenses on their tax return, and we are often having to correct those tax returns. Some of those common mistakes include tax preparers treating them as if they are an Uber or a Lyft driver and having them take a mileage deduction for all the time that they spend out on the road. And that is just not the correct way to do it. Also, we see many errors that come in surrounding per diem. Per diem is a very simple yet specific tax rule associated with truck drivers that your average tax preparer may not understand. And we commonly see mistakes made on this front. And unfortunately, it's a mistake that can cost drivers between $3,000 and $6,000 if they're a solo, or upwards of $12,000 to $15,000 if they happen to be a married team. And that's big money that they need to be aware of that can be put back in their pocket simply by having a tax preparer that understands trucking. And Greg, I mentioned these are very common mistakes, but yet they are simple mistakes. And there are many other mistakes that are much more complex that I won't go into the details on now, but suffice it to say, these mistakes can cost the owner-operator or independent contractor many thousands of dollars. And at Equinox, we are going to make sure that those mistakes are corrected if they've been made in the past. And obviously, we will make sure they are not made in the future.
Going over those expenses, going over the profitability, working on a plan, and that's something that you guys do from a tax, accounting, and a business advisory perspective. So talk about that for a moment.
Well, Greg, in working with the numerous motor carriers across the country and seeing literally thousands of different types of settlement statements or pay sheets, we've become the experts at analyzing those sheets and understanding what is deductible and what is not deductible on those sheets. Things such as understanding how an escrow account is handled on a settlement statement is something that your average tax preparer is frankly not going to have any clue how to handle. And that can result, again, in additional mistakes on the tax return that can cost that independent contractor or owner-operator money off of their tax return.
Let's talk just a little bit about how you guys do this, because it's not just the counseling and having them executed, but it's also the fact that you have set up portals where your clients can look and see what is going on, and they're able to ask you questions along the way.
Greg, when an individual signs up for Equinox services, they're going to have access to what we call the Equinox Client Access Portal. They will use their email address as a username, and they will be able to generate a secure password. And once they are logged into that portal, they're going to have visibility to their profit loss statements and all of the work that Equinox has done for them in putting that profit loss statement together. They will also have visibility to any documents that they have sent us. Anytime a client submits a document to Equinox, we receive that and it is digitized and placed out on their Equinox Client Access Portal for future reference. In addition to that, our clients can see and will have access to any of the quarterly estimates that we have put together for them, as well as any payments they have made on those quarterly estimates. All of this information is available to them on this easy-to-use client access portal.
Well, Colton, you've covered a lot of ground here on the podcast, and I wanted to ask you, how do you guys work with folks on a contract basis? How does somebody take a next step with you?
Well, Greg, as our listeners contemplate whether or not they want to engage Equinox in helping them with their accounting and tax preparation services, I want to come back to something that we started with towards the beginning of this podcast, and that is trust. At Equinox, we understand that trust is earned, and as a result, we've set up our agreements in a way that demonstrates to the client that we are working to earn their business each and every single day. We do not do contracts that require them to sign up and they are hooked with the service for 2 or 3 years. Instead, we have agreements in place that allows the independent contractor or owner operator to opt out of those services if they decide it's not something for them. That should demonstrate to them that at Equinox, we are going to do what we say because we are earning their business each and every single day.
Well, Colton, at the top of this podcast, we told folks that we were going to cover a lot of ground, and we certainly did over this time. And we gave people a real good overview of what you guys do, how you do it, who you are, and next steps. Is there anything else you'd like to share with folks?
Well, most importantly, Greg, I would like to thank the individuals that have taken the time to listen to this podcast and to gather this information for everything that they do. At Equinox, we are here to support them in their business and help them be as profitable as possible while keeping as much money in their pocket as they can.